I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
Hi there. Welcome to a brand new episode of Against All Odds, an HT Smartcast original, with me, Bose. This show is about extraordinary individuals who have survived impossible challenges. Eventually, they have reached where they wanted to. This show is about passion and persistence.
HT Smartcast.
You are listening to an HT Smartcast original.
Today I bring to you a rising star from the bellies of the Northeast. He dazzles the world with his hyper-real pencil sketches. This is Zaminlun Singson. His friends call him Lyun. Lyun hails from a remote village Sumdupai from the mountains in Manipur. His father was a farmer and the entire family pitched in for a hard-earned living.
Even for schooling, I have to travel for like 15 kilometers, 15 miles by foot, I have to work that long, so it's not that easy being in a hilly area.
His earliest memory with sketching goes back to his high school days, long before he took to sketching seriously.
All the assignment, especially when I'm like 10 standard, all my class assignment or assignment cover, everything I have to do for all of my friends and people will start, I'll pay you. Even all the diagram I have to do for all my friends, and some of my friends will get angry that, or they will complain me because there is a lot, and like even when they even signature of my class teacher, I have to I stole their signature and sign it on my friends. Every teacher who came into my class, I draw their picture, I draw their portrait. They laugh it still, then they have to scold me because I'm not listening to their lecture.
He, however, couldn't continue for long with college after finishing high school. In his first year, he had to grow up overnight when his dad fell sick.
Actually, hometown, I was studying in regular first year, but my father was a cancer patient, so I have to earn something. So I break that college and come to Delhi.
He started working at a call center in Gurgaon. He often spent more than 10 hours working night shifts.
Not only me, everyone, I don't think everyone will not like the job. Because the pressure from the hometown make us work in a hard job.
Despite the dark system, all his colleagues and managers were great people. He was always sketching even while he was at a call. His colleagues loved his artwork.
Everyone asked me to stop working in a call center and you can be something, you can be someone. So continue doing your work. You better resign it from the company. This is not the right place for you. That is what they told me. Even the HR, even the senior manager asked me to resign and continue doing my art. That's why I resigned it from the company.
One fine day, a call from his hometown left him shaken. Little did this 20-year-old man know that his dad was not only sick, but terminally sick with cancer.
All my families knows that, all my siblings knows that he is cancer. So, but cancer patient, but my dad don't want my families to tell me that he is suffering from cancer. So at the last moment, one of my elder sister told me that your dad is suffering from cancer, so you have to come back. But only by the time I am planning to go home and to see him. Before that, I just thought that it was a normal sickness. But when I heard that he is a cancer patient, then I directly booked the ticket and go back home. But I could hardly, actually 10th, I was back home on 9th. When I reached, I was so tired of sitting in on the flight. So I talked with him like only a few hours, and then I slept. And then in the morning, when I woke up, he feel cold. So I'll buy you a fan. So I told him that I'll buy you a table fan. So I went to the market. And while I am in the market, my mom called me, and then you don't have to buy anything for him anymore. So that is the moment.
To support his family, he went back to work in Delhi. However, something in him had changed. He realized that all his hard work couldn't save his dad. He decided to quit working to pursue sketching full-time and started researching. He was highly inspired by Diego Coy, the renowned sketch artist from Italy. He decided to pursue realism as a profession and get into exhibitions. To support his pursuit, he was already taking enough commission orders for portraits to pay for his regular expenses. He has a huge following on social media, bringing him enough orders to help him sustain.
Facebook, Instagram, something like in WhatsApp group. Some people will say like, I want a drawing, and then people will start telling each other about my talent.
Shy by nature, he was very nervous for this first exhibition. The subsequent exhibitions raised his confidence when he started bagging the best awards in various categories. He was slowly opening up to people. He was standing up to cameras and news coverage.
I was sitting, and then visitors are coming, and when they reach my spot, I should say where my works are hanging, they start looking for the artist. Who is this artist? And they start calling me, and then from that, I am able to speak out to the visitor.
He was on every newspaper in their hometown. The village boy had brought home honor and pride. His mother and sisters were ecstatic.
They are really, really happy, I should say. My mom will be like, people are start calling me, and even the neighbors are start coming into our house, and then they are appreciating me, how my neighbors and how people are reacted to her.
He has a series of exhibitions coming up across Goa, Mumbai, Delhi and Taiwan. Qualifying for Taiwan wasn't easy.
The participants are like 4,000 above in over 82 countries. So they selected only like 300 something.
He has been approached by officials in his hometown to encourage artwork. He's already working closely with them to make art mainstream.
Because in Manipur, in the city, I mean in Faro, the capital, they are aware of art, means they love art a little bit, but on the hilly areas, art is like nothing. No one really appreciates much about art. So I want to make awareness for the younger, for the young generation.
Sundubai is no longer an unknown village in the mountains of Manipur. 23-year-old Lune has put it on the world map. He dared to walk out of the comfort of a paying job to go against all odds with his passion and persistence. That's it from me. If you know of more such people who have inspired you and wish that I talk about them, do reach out to me at Bose for Leadership, that is Bose Numeric for Leadership at Twitter and Instagram, and Shubham Basu on LinkedIn. Alternatively, you can look for the handle at HTSmartcast on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. The podcast is available on Spotify, JioSaavn, Google, and all your favorite podcasting apps. I will be back next week with a brand new story.
This was an HT Smartcast original.
HT Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.